I want to play Fortnite.
This part's a boss fight.
Headset, baby.
Is it my turn to play yet?
One!
Oh, we lost again.
You messed it up.
Go left, not right.
It was an accident.
It's okay, kids.
Yeah, GG.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm joined by my wonderful wife, Joanne.
Hello, everyone.
If you're new here, Joanne and I are a married couple. We have two kids, ages 4 and 6, and we are gamers who parent and parents who game.
Yeah.
This is episode 114.
Yeah.
And we usually talk about life and games of what we've been doing and playing over the course of this last week.
Mm-hmm.
And to kick things off with the life side of things, not too much going on because for most of this last week, Dylan has still been sick, which mm-hmm. we talked about in last week's episode.
Yeah.
And he's pretty much better. Still a little bit of a cough lingering.
Yeah, definitely a bug going around his school, that's for sure.
Yeah, but he's pretty much better. So some more things to talk about that have pretty much just been the last couple of days since he's improved a lot.
Yeah, it's like just the past 3 days that I remember. And then the previous 3 days before that, that's the start of this week, is just like a blur.
yeah, right. And so we talk about you being involved in the PTA a lot at school.
Yes.
And one of the latest events that you were helping prepare for was the mother-son event, right?
Yes.
Which is not like the mother-son dance, which is like what I'm used to calling it.
Yeah, it's they call it the mother-son luau this time.
Yeah, so a luau theme, like Hawaiian, mm-hmm. you know, themed party.
Yeah, and obviously everyone in the PTA had like their tasks delegated to them, different tasks.
Mm-hmm.
And my task was the photo booth backdrops. There was a couple of them. And that was really fun to do. You know me. I love doing photo booths kind of thing.
That is so you.
Yeah. And it was pretty cool because it's the kind that prints out. It's almost like a purikura in Japan where, you know, where you go inside the booth, take a picture, and then it prints out.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, without the decorating and whatnot. But the photo booths in Japan, you could actually like decorate it while inside the photo booth, you know?
Oh, okay.
This one is more like a take a picture and print out on the spot.
What was it, like a booth or it was just like a...
No, they call it photo booth, but it's just like a camera with something that prints out. But it's not a Polaroid, so it's something that prints out like a postcard almost, you know?
Okay, cool.
So yeah, it was fancy. And I know like they decided upon that instead of goodie bags because, I mean, younger kids likes goodie bags, but fifth graders, fourth graders, they don't think much of that. And I thought it was pretty cool because there were outdoor activities for older kids, like all the sports kind of stuff, basketball in a bouncy castle, and there's soccer, t-ball, all that kind. And then there's obviously a younger kids version of bouncy castle where they're just running through from one end to the other,
mm-hmm.
going through obstacles and stuff. So yeah, Dylan couldn't do much because he was obviously still recovering.
Was any of the same stuff from the Booster-thon?
Yes, that bouncy castle was.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't be surprised if they somehow reused some of the same stuff.
Yeah, but there were other cool stuff that wasn't at the Booster-thon thing. So yeah, definitely you could tell how it evolved from kindergarten boys to like older kid. Because
mm-hmm.
you'll see moms just hanging around with no kids around them, and you know they're moms of older kids. And then you'll see people like me with Dylan, who is like just next to mommy the entire night, you know?
Yeah, not used to big events like that.
Yeah, and I like to see that difference because it just made me realize how quickly it would change from, you know, being mommy's boy to like independent boy.
Sure. Yeah.
It's just a few years away kind of feeling. And that also kind of pulled on my heartstrings when I was there. And it was cute. They had face painting, obviously, for the younger kids as well. And lei making, you know, the Hawaiian lei.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
The one that you put around your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we have like a DIY version of it, which is using like paper, flowers, and straws. So Dylan didn't want to have a lei, but when I told him, like, it's for you to make for mommy, and immediately he's like, okay, I'll do it. I want to make one for you.
Aww.
So, yeah, it was just a whole touching day. I'm keeping that lei forever. Yeah. Yeah, we took a picture together, and they had pizzas, popcorns, cookies, lemonade. So, yeah, no dance floor, because apparently the boys, they don't really enjoy dancing. They just enjoy the games. Yeah. They had Limbo. And is that the name of that game? The one, is it Limbo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where you try
Is it Limbo Rock? Like, you bend backwards.
Yeah, right? Limbo. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember the name. It's been a long time since I played that game. My back don't bend the way they do anymore.
I know. I was just thinking about that because I saw, you know, I think you had a picture or a video of Dylan playing Limbo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I haven't done that in a long time, and I'm pretty sure it wouldn't go over as well.
I know.
I would not be able to get very far.
Exactly. And then there was like bowling with giant pins and balls, the giant Jenga, giant Connect Four. They even have this place like where they could play hockey. It's not really hockey. It's using pool noodles and those like ball pit balls. And then they have like little goals. But those were like dominated by the third or second graders, like older kids.
Yeah, I could see.
The moment Dylan see like a kid that is first graders, he's still okay. But once he sees like second, third, fourth, fifth, he'll be like, oh, I don't want to be close, you know.
Yeah, like, well, if you think about it, like kindergarten to fifth graders, like they're double the age.
I know. It's true, yeah, huh?
There's a big difference. You know, it's not like freshman in high school to senior in high school.
That's
even.
That's true. I didn't think about it that way. But you could tell, like, the size of Dylan versus older kids, and he just like get intimidated when he see all the older kids. He's like, I'm not playing here. I'm scared, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was fun. And I like how when we first entered, they had like, you know how like a red carpet going into the gym, right? Like this one was like molten lava carpet going in. Dylan thought it was really cool. We're walking on lava as we walk in. And then there's another friend of mine from the PTA. She had the task of making tiki totems or tiki faces.
Mm-hmm.
And she used milk jugs and painted them. I thought they were really cool. And those totems were alongside the whole lava walkway in. So very grand entrance. And they also had like balloon pineapples.
So you took balloons and like made them look like pineapples?
No, it's like just yellow balloons like made into a tower and then with like green long balloons on the top. Kind of like,
so it's balloons like all
a balloon
pieced
tower,
together.
Yeah.
That in with colors and shape of a pineapple kind of.
Yeah. So okay, it's cool. It's kind of life size like our size pineapple. So they made like six of those, I think, alongside that walkway
very,
as well.
Very, very dedicated to the Hawaiian theme.
Yes, yes. But the funny thing was, so when everything was over, right, like close, like half an hour before the event ended, kids, like Dylan's age, since all the kids were outside playing, most of them, the younger kids started taking apart these balloons and playing keepy uppy with them. From Bluey. It just made me realize how many kids watch Bluey because they were all saying keepy uppy, keepy uppy.
Yeah, like what a simple game. Like I feel like that's something that we've done as kids for years, and somehow now it's a new game called keepy uppy because of Bluey.
Yeah.
Almost, I don't know if it's originated there, but everyone seems to know it because of Bluey.
Yeah. And at first I was like, wait, are they supposed to take the balloons? But then I realized, hey, it's almost gonna end and we're gonna pop them anyways, let the kids have fun. So it became like the whole gym became a place for playing keepy uppy. So that was cute to see.
Yeah, cool.
But yeah, we had a great time. And while we were at our mother's son event, what were you and Faith
so,
up to?
So unfortunately, no dads and daughters at the mother's son event. So Faith and I had to come up with our own thing to do. And so we had our own little father-daughter date.
Aww.
So her and I went to the movies.
But before that, she actually had her hair curled by grandma for you.
Yes, her hair was looking amazing. She was too, a super cute date. We went to the movies, mm-hmm. and we, of course, got some food beforehand. So we got chicken tenders and a hot dog at the concession stand. And then, you know, kind of ate that while watching the movie.
Aww.
And we ended up seeing a movie called The Wild Robot.
Yeah.
Which I believe is DreamWorks.
Mm-hmm. It's the same one as How to Train Your Pet Dragon.
Which is also DreamWorks.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. And Shrek and quite a few others, right?
Yeah.
And so it was good. It started off as, I wasn't really sure what to think of it, like, starting off. There wasn't, like, a lot of talking. It was kind of reminded me of, like, WALL-E or something, you know? Like, at the beginning. And yeah, at first I was like, this doesn't really seem all that interesting. Like, for me, I want to hear, like, the characters interact. I want there to feel like there's more of a story mm-hmm. and stuff. And at the beginning, it doesn't really feel like there is much of that. But then there starts to be a lot more talking, like, probably after the first, like, 10 minutes okay. of the movie.
Well, WALL-E is like he was in a kind of like a broken world. It was just him and trash, right? And this one is like in nature though, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it's basically a robot and a bunch of animals. And at first, the robot can't talk to the animals, but later on, he kind of can. And I don't want to spoil anything because I know the movie is still in theaters.
Yeah.
It did get a lot better for me because the story kind of got better and it was almost like there was different parts to the movie. Like, first they had this one goal, and then they got that, and then it kind of led to this other thing. And it kept getting more and more interesting, I feel like.
I feel like it's so hard for you to tell anything about it.
Because I don't want to ruin anything either. But
no spoilers.
It was nice because the robot kind of takes on, like, a motherly role.
Aww.
To another animal.
Is it like Big Hero 6 kind of robot?
Kind of, like the way it's programmed, I guess.
Yeah, like very somewhat. Nurturing, right?
Yeah, it's there to like, yeah, to help and to protect, you know? And so it's interesting to see like basically a robot being treated like something's mother, even though it doesn't know how to be a mom.
Yeah.
And part of it was that it says it's not programmed to be a mom, right?
Yeah.
Which I feel like a lot of us, when you become parents, it's kind of like,
yeah, I was going to say, like, I was not a robot.
Really, I didn't get training for this. Like, where's the manual? Right?
I know.
Like, we, you know, you don't, sometimes when you become a parent, it's like, you know, I wasn't ready for this, or like, I don't know how to do this. Uh-huh. It's not in our programming, but like,
it's not wired in.
Even the robot, like, kind of figures it out, you know?
Aww.
And so it's interesting to see kind of how the robot changes going on, like, throughout the movie. So it ended up being a pretty good movie.
Did Faith sit through it?
She did, yeah, and there's a few funny parts. She got a little scared at some times, but not too bad. And then, you know, some action parts a little bit. So it was an okay movie. It was good. It was worth seeing. It got better as it went on for sure. I was a little bummed at the beginning, but then it definitely got better.
Okay. She said she wants me and Dylan to watch it next.
Yes, yeah.
But I like how she actually got dressed up for the father-daughter date, because I don't think I'd do that. Growing up, it's not in our culture, but I thought it was cute because she took it so seriously and she knew she was going to have a date with daddy, you know, and mommy and Dylan are going to school for an event. So, yeah, I just hope that we get to do this more often, even without the mother-son event.
Yeah, that's definitely important. Either like our own one-on-one time with the kids is, mm-hmm. is nice to have too. So.
Plus, they act differently alone versus when they there's do. Two of them.
They're a lot easier to contain.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But now we've also been talking about how Dylan has been, his soccer team's been doing well, mm-hmm. right? And they had made it to the playoffs.
Yes.
Right? I think we talked about that last week. I forget where we were exactly.
We said in our previous podcast episode that we hope he would feel better to play in the finals this week, but sadly he wasn't all the way there yet. Like, I mean, he's better, but he just can't do anything that involves running or
There's like well enough to like go out and stuff, but then there's also like well enough to like go play soccer and like run around on the soccer field for like an hour.
Yeah.
Right. So like without really going backwards. Mm-hmm. So he unfortunately didn't get to play in the playoff game. It was today, actually.
Yeah.
And so unfortunately we lost, our team lost.
Yeah. It's
just 1-2.
1-2. Yeah.
So it was a really close game, but we didn't get to go and see exactly how good of a game it was, but I'm sure it was a really good game. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately we're taking second place this season, which is still pretty good.
Yeah. It's really good. I thought compared to last season where we didn't even get to the playoffs, you know?
And his team still did really well, and I'm sure it's because Dylan wasn't there. We would have all done better.
We can say that, huh? We can say that now. Like, it's because you weren't there.
Yeah, no. But overall, his team did really well this season, and that's kind of just how it ended up.
And the funny thing is they have like pictures, their sports picture, right, being taken. Yeah. So their solo picture, we know each of them had one, but this is the first time that the studio or whatsoever that's taking their picture is going to have their group picture compiled by AI. So I am excited to see how the group picture will look like this time.
We haven't seen that yet, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so like if you're new to this, when you're in like a soccer team or baseball team or basketball or whatever, at some point they'll do like pictures.
Yeah.
And they always do like an individual player picture. Mm-hmm. And then they usually do like a full group picture.
Yeah.
And those are normally actual pictures. But this time they just did the individual pictures. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have AI create the group picture.
I know.
Which I've dabbled with AI a little bit and enough to know like it's possible. But it's also really difficult to get AI to do what you want it to do with generating images. And so hopefully it turns out really good. I'm assuming that they're only doing this because they know what they're doing and they've done this before. Well, and they at least practiced this.
Yeah.
Otherwise, someone's going to end up with extra limbs or...
I'm just thinking like they're going to look like the Avengers coming out, you know, like kicking the ball like Iron Man.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You could probably do some pretty cool stuff there. But yeah, so I'm really curious to see like what that picture is going to look like.
And I'll be disappointed if they're just standing still in all the pictures.
I'm going to be a little bit worried if it's like too flawless. And then I'm going to be like bummed or upset if it like doesn't look good either.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Weird situation.
But yeah, AI is taking over, that's for sure.
Next time they won't even need to take pictures, they'll just...
Speaking of AI, so there's this like glitch where if you ask any AI like ChatGPT the number of R in the word strawberry, they will always give you the answer 2. Mm-hmm. And which is weird, right? But the funny thing was when I first saw that reel or something, that shorts, TikTok shorts on it, I was like, yeah, that's... Obviously, 2 when they said, how many R's is there in strawberry? And I was like, in my head, 2, you know. And then they say, AI was always tell you that it's 2, but it's actually 3. And then I was like, what? Kevin, I'm AI. Yeah. The realization hit.
I wonder who figured that out. Like, just asked AI that before. Like, AI gave you one job, AI, and you couldn't even tell me how many R's are in a word.
Yeah. I know how to spell strawberry, guys. I'm just...
Now you do.
Yeah, no, I just always...
don't rely on AI.
No, I just don't know why my brain just tell me too.
Yeah.
But that's it for the Saturday stuff.
But to wrap up the busy week in life that we had another birthday party to go to.
Every week, guys.
Yeah, at least one, like, each weekend is the way it's been, it seems like. Occasionally, we'll have two.
The funny thing is, like, when I... pre-plan an activity when there was no birthday party, so I pre-plan an activity in advance, right? And then suddenly, like the next upcoming week, we have something planned, and then there's 2 invitations to a birthday, and I'm like, we can't go for either of those.
So. That's kind of how it is. Like, if you plan anything on a weekend, most likely it's going to clash with something.
Yeah,
even if we didn't have anything, we can't really go to 2 birthday parties at the same time. That's anyways true. So. But yes, we had another birthday party to go to, and this one, we only took Faith because Dylan was still a little bit under the weather.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was at a house party kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the first highlights for for me was they had someone doing like balloon animals.
Yes.
Right. Which it's people call those balloon animals, but it's kind of grown into so much more than that.
Yeah.
You know, I think most people probably think of like when they make like swords or bicycles or little hats or a dog or like a giraffe or something, you know, they used to make simple, like pretty simple stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the lady that they had here this time was way beyond
like
any balloon animal art that I've ever seen anyone do.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking it would be maybe more limited to like a lot of those easier things. And normally a person would be like, oh, what do you want? Do you want a dog? Do you want a giraffe? Do you want a sword? And like the kid will just pick one, right?
Yeah.
Out of the things that they have to pick from, right?
Uh-huh.
But this lady's like kind of like, what do you like? And then like Faith, for example, was wearing her Ariel dress that had a picture of Ariel on it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, do you like Ariel? And then of course Faith does because she's wearing the dress.
Uh-huh.
And then so she makes her an Ariel balloon.
I know. It was crazy.
Yeah. So like full on. And this thing's probably like, 3 feet tall?
Yeah.
So like, you know, the green mermaid tail, you know, she has the body, the, you know, her arms, the head.
Seashells.
Even, yes, she has the seashell bra.
Yeah.
And then all the red hair.
Yeah.
Right? And it's all like very well put together.
Very.
You know, it's still together like multiple hours after the party, right? So it's not like it was cheaply done or like she didn't have a lot of experience or anything. She did it really well.
Mm-hmm.
And even she had like stickers to put on the face for eyes.
Yeah.
And I think she drew a mouth or was a sticker for the mouth.
It was a sticker, but she drew the rosy cheeks and stuff, you know? Just
yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't just balloon. It was
art.
Added stickers, and she had markers that certain things she would like kind of draw in for like more detail that you can't do with just balloons.
Yeah, and I thought like, dang, that's so impressive. Like, so I set the bar like, okay, Ariel's the best thing that she could make, right? And then another kid comes and asks for Harry Potter.
That's tough. Like, I've never seen another like balloon artist person doing Harry Potter.
I know. I was blown. She actually did the rope and the broomstick.
Didn't she do like the Gryffindor colors of like a scarf or something?
Yeah, she did that Gryffindor scarf color. It's exactly like having a Harry Potter robe on, you know, the Gryffindor robe. And then she even like
put glasses.
Yeah,
and
she
wand.
Drew the glasses. Was that a wand or a broomstick?
I thought a wand.
That makes sense. I guess it was a wand. But yeah, she even drew a scar and I mean, it was well.
Yeah, I mean, she was like, hold on, give me a second. She just like pulled up her phone and like, you know, Googled
Harry
a picture
Potter.
Of Harry Potter. And then she's like, okay, let's go to work.
Yeah.
Like that was like incredible.
And she also made Buzz Lightyear and Woody.
Yep.
I was like so blown away.
She made a race car, which was still cool. That was like the first thing she made. And I thought that was really cool, but then you see all the things that she made afterwards, and I was like, okay, the race car is okay, but it's not as cool as, you know.
Yeah, it has wheels and everything. Like, you could totally see it's a race car.
Yeah. What else did she make? I don't remember everything. Oh, she made a bow and arrow.
Oh, yeah, the bow and arrow
actually kind of cool.
Worked.
I mean, it was unique. It didn't seem like that hard to make, but it was unique for sure.
Yeah, something that I've never seen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I took her car. Definitely want to use her in the future parties.
Yeah, that was definitely not your ordinary balloon animals.
And she did it pretty fast. It's not like she took forever to make one.
And there wasn't like a ton of kids
there
at
like
this
15.
Party. So, like, each kid got to, like, request their own thing, which was cool. Because I feel like usually when those are at places, like, either it's a long line or, like, you only get one thing that's like super simple, but like everyone got like whatever they wanted, like their favorite character.
Like that Buzz and Woody that she made was like also 3 feet tall and he had the wings extended and everything. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very exciting balloon artist. I think that was the highlight of the whole event. I mean, they had an inflatable castle as well, bouncy castle out there and piñata. Everything was great.
Yeah,
but
all
the,
your standard party stuff. It was fun.
The balloon artist, I wish I asked for something for myself.
I know. I was literally thinking, like, what would I ask for?
Yeah.
If I was a kid.
Do you want to know where the mermaid is now?
It's in Faith's room, sleeping with her.
Yeah, she made a bed for it and a pillow and have the balloon sleep next to her. So cute.
Well, that wraps up life. Let's hop into what we've been playing.
Yes, siree.
So I have been back to playing some more Pikmin 4 with Dylan. And he's gotten a lot further. He's gotten better.
He's so confident. It's my first time to see him play it with you. Because last time when you talk about it, I wasn't there, right?
Remember,
I was away. But I could see that confidence he has playing it now just because you're there.
Yeah, so he didn't want to play it unless he played the two-player mode with me. And so, okay, that's fine. And I started off like kind of playing and helping him. And then at one point, like I'm trying not to help him that much because I don't want to, you know, don't want to be a crutch, right? I want him to be able to play and be confident and know he can get through the game without a second player. Because I'm not really helping that much anyways. And he got to this one point in the game where it starts to introduce you to I know I had kind of explained it before, but I think it's Dandori battle.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned
that word.
Yeah.
And it's basically like you play against the NPC or against the computer, and you're just trying to collect the most Pikmin, whoever gets the most Pikmin in like, I don't know, a 4-minute match or something. And I wasn't really helping at all, like basically at all. And I was kind of just telling him like, oh, go over here, go get this, grab that. Like I'd point things out to him that he could do, but it was all up to him. And normally he doesn't do very well on things that are timed. Is like he gets stressed out, you know, or like he doesn't like being rushed.
Yeah.
Like most people. But, and he did pretty good. He kind of kept progressing and didn't like stop or give up or get distracted or anything. And he ended up winning his first Dandori battle in the game, which was cool. And I told him afterwards, like, I wasn't really even helping you. So that was pretty much all you. So I think he was like, what, really? You know, that was kind of shocking to him.
Confidence booster.
Yeah. So that was kind of a highlight of playing Pikmin with him this week. And then another thing I just wanted to mention, I know I talked about the two-player mode and how the second player literally...
Throw rocks.
All you do are you're throwing rocks. And like you don't even have a character that you're moving. Like you just control like this aimer on the screen, this crosshair.
Mm-hmm.
And which if I was for the first player, it would be kind of annoying because that thing's like constantly moving around being controlled by the second player. So I just move the target around and then like, you know, press the button to throw rocks. And like, that's all the second player does. It's just that tiny bit of support.
But it helped him.
Yeah. I think it's more of just in his head. He knows he's not there alone, even though it's mostly him. And one thing with the second player, the crosshair that you have for throwing the rocks, for whatever reason, it can go off screen. So like it's not bound by the camera of the first player, which is really strange to me. So like if you make it go too far to the right or too far to the left, it'll just completely go off screen and then you can't see it anymore.
Okay.
And then you can press a button to like reset it back to the middle of the screen. But I don't understand why it needs to even go off screen in the first place. It should just like stop when you get to the edge of the screen and not let you go off screen. Because, like, I don't know why I would be trying to throw rocks at something that I can't see.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense to me. So, I don't know. It was a weird quirk with the two-player mode, which was apparently designed that way because you can reset the positioning of it. But I don't know why they do that in the first place. But anyways, that's it for Pikmin right now. I still have to go back to my file and finish that game, which playing with him is kind of... made me want to do that. So one of these days, I'm pretty close to the end, I'm pretty sure. But one of these days, I will have to finish off Pikmin 4.
Why don't you let him finish it?
On his file first?
Yeah.
I could. Yeah, but he's still a ways away.
Okay.
He's still towards the beginning. We have also been playing more Tower Song. Mm-hmm. We streamed that on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And progressing a little bit. We're pretty much only playing like one day a week on stream.
Yeah. Well, also because he was sick, so...
True.
I wasn't like in the right mindset to play it.
Yeah, so that's part of it too. But hopefully we're within a week or two of beating Tower Song, and then we'll review it. So we're not going to talk too much about it just yet. But I have also been playing a lot of Bizarre still.
So Bizarre.
I know. And I know I've been talking about that for the last couple of weeks, but as a roguelike strategy game, this is a lot of fun. It's not technically a deck builder like a lot of the roguelikes that I play are. It definitely really has Hearthstone Battleground vibes. Like, it plays really well. Like, a lot of the things, like, a lot of the merchants, like, talk a lot. And, like, they'll have, like, kind of conversations with you. And same thing with, like, some of the players and stuff, which is both funny, but also, like, adds a nice fun twist to the game. And, you know, when you're doing battles, you're on, like, kind of like a board, kind of like how Hearthstone is. And you can, like, click on things and they do stuff. Like, literally feels a lot like that was taken from Hearthstone, which I don't think is a bad thing. That's just kind of, like, an extra. I don't think that was necessarily, like, copied.
A lot of card games you've been playing, huh?
Yeah, I mean, this is technically not a card game.
Okay.
But, you know, you're going through, visiting different merchants, buying, like, different weapons and tools and properties and vehicles and stuff like that that you use on your board that you, like, do battle with other people's boards. Okay. And you're trying to pick up items that synergize well together. And some of, like, no item is really good by itself, or very few. Like, you need items that, like, work really well together. And a lot of it is obviously luck, because you don't know what you're going to be offered. But then a lot of it is also, like, trying to figure out which items are going to work best together. And it's really fun when you get something that works. And sometimes you're just really unlucky, and that run is not very fun. But that's how it is with pretty much every roguelike. And another thing, so this game just recently came out into beta. And
you mentioned that last week, yeah?
Yeah, and 4 days after it came out, they released, I think it was 4 days, but they released a patch or an update to fix, like, I know they fixed some balancing issues that people were complaining about, but I thought that was really cool that, like, within a week of the game launching, they were already, like, fixing things.
They heard the podcast. No, I'm kidding.
Well, it was funny because I actually tweeted to them something and, like, tagged them about an issue with a card. Basically,
ooh, that's, like, smart.
One saying that I'm enjoying the game, but also hoping that they fix one of the cards that was definitely, like, overpowered. And, like, later that day, they did that update fixing that. So that was kind of, I'm sure it was, like, already in the works, but still really cool that just a few days after the game launched, they were, like, already doing some balancing that was definitely needed. So, like, I felt like that was pretty quick for them to react. Obviously, it would have been nice if they didn't need the balancing changes in the first place, but at least they are listening to the players and being quick to update the game accordingly.
Yeah, they hear
a lot. Yeah, I feel like a lot of games and developers, they, like, take a long time to make those kinds of changes, or they don't really do a good job of, like, listening to players' opinions and stuff.
Really? I thought nowadays people are more involved in feedback and stuff.
They are, but sometimes it takes, like, multiple weeks or months to, like, make changes.
True.
It takes, like, a lot longer of people complaining about them. So I feel like this was a pretty good show of, like, hopefully they keep that up and will kind of continue to take care of the game, basically. But of course, I'm still playing Marvel Snap, but kind of just minimally. I'm just doing enough of my daily missions to get, like, the 25 a week. It's basically, like, when the rewards, you know, start to cap off.
Yeah.
So
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So just a small amount of Marvel Snap.
Because I used to do that for my puzzles and survival mobile game, where I'll just, like, do the bare minimums to get the daily or weekly rewards, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this past week, with, you know, kids being sick and the mother-son event planning, I was, like, AFK. No, not AFK. AF mobile. Away from my mobile phone. Didn't check my game. And today, I finally opened it up to see a burning sanctuary. Because Puzzle and Survival Resident Evil version here that I'm playing is, like, a warring game, right? You battle against other states, and as I mentioned many, many episodes ago, I said there's this event called a Valiant or Valiant Conquest. I don't know how to pronounce that word, but but yeah, VC is going on, and that's where other players from other states are able to come into your state and attack you for rewards, including your resources that you have harvested for.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, I couldn't upgrade my headquarters yet for the longest time ever because I keep losing all my resources. You need like 300 million food for that.
Crazy.
I know. And I already reached like 150 million food recently. And now it's back to like 3 million. So oh, wow. Sad. Yeah. I know. I lost like almost 100 million food or more. Actually more. Yeah. But yeah, it was devastating.
Ouch.
Yeah. I am repairing. I have no troops left when I log on today.
This reminds me of when Pain visited Konoha.
Like, I know. It's like
totally wiped it out.
Almighty push,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So sad. So I'm still repairing my walls of my sanctuary. Why I haven't gave up on the game, I do not know. But it takes like 30 minutes to repair just like 100 of your walls.
Does that give you any of the resources back?
No, no. It's just to like just rebuild it. My wall was damaged like 2,400 health. So every 100 health is 30 minutes to repair. So I have to like log on for 24 times every 30 minutes.
That's, well, you could get it done in 12 hours if you did that perfectly.
I know, but
am I doing my math right? I don't know.
But I don't check it every half an hour. Yeah.
Every 30 minutes. Yeah, that would probably take a few days.
Yeah, at most a few days to repair, but I don't get my resources back. I just have to keep on gathering.
You keep on going.
I know.
Keep chugging along. Try and get back to where you were, I guess.
Yes. But yeah, that's all I've been playing. Apart from Tower Song that we stream.
All right. Well, let's get into the new games released this last week.
Yes.
Which we have Planet Coaster 2 on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X. Empire of the Ants on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X. Mario and Luigi Brothership on Switch. Metro Awakening, PC and PS5. And I guess this is for VR only. Slitterhead on PC, PS4, PS5, and Xbox Series X. Farming Simulator 25 on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X. Tetris Forever on PC and all consoles. And The Rise of the Golden Idol on Android, iOS, PC, and all consoles. That's a lot of places you can play The Rise of the Golden Idol. I don't think I've seen any games that have been out on both phone operating systems plus
all consoles,
PC and all consoles.
We might get an ad about it if we play the other mobile games.
Maybe. And then Farming Simulator 25. I didn't realize they have done so many Farming Simulator games.
I always thought it was the year, but I guess it's still 2024.
It could be, I guess. I didn't really think about that. I figured there's just been 25 of them.
Hmm.
And then also, I had Mario and Luigi Brothership on my radar a little bit. Like, I remember seeing the commercial. So I'll have to watch some gameplay of that now that that's out and see if that would be a good game to pick up. That'd be fun. Like, it's supposed to be like a Mario and Luigi like co-op game.
Dylan would love that.
Yeah, it'd be cool to play with Dylan.
Get it for Christmas, maybe.
Maybe Christmas is coming up.
Yeah, we have to tell Santa.
We'll have to include that in the letter to Santa, yeah. But what about Game Pass games? Can you read those off for us?
Yes, sure. New on Game Pass is Go Mecha Ball on Xbox Game Pass Standard. Carol Halibut, also on Xbox Game Pass Standard. The Rewinder, also on Xbox Game Pass Standard. Danny Boy Robs the Bank, also on Xbox Game Pass Standard.
Come on, Turnip Boy, not again.
Didn't we have a game about Turnip Boy recently?
Yeah, it was the same title. So I think that was when it originally released. It wasn't when it was on Game Pass.
When it was or wasn't?
We've talked about Turnip Boy Robs a Bank like at least a year ago.
Was that on Game Pass?
No. I think it was when it was a newly released game.
Gotcha.
Because that title did come up, I remember.
Because we know Turnip Boy. So now it's on Game Pass.
Yep.
And Goat Simulator Remastered. I still have Goat Simulator on my computer, I think, but that's on Xbox Series X and S, PC, and cloud.
Very good. Well, now that we're done with Game Pass games, let's run through where people can find us.
Yes.
Over on Twitch, you can catch our weekly live streams on Tuesdays around 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
I think it's like 9:30.
Yeah, sometimes between 8:30 and 9:30.
Yeah.
But you can go ahead and go to twitch.tv/gamerparentspod. Mm-hmm. And you can go ahead and give us a follow at any time. Turn on notifications so you do get alerted when we do go live. You can come by and say hello and check out what game we're playing.
Yep.
You could also check out the YouTube channel, Gamer Parents Podcast channel, where we have audio versions of all of these episodes.
Yes. Or on Instagram at gamer_parents_podcast.
Or over on X at x.com/gamerparentspod. The best place to come and hang out with us would definitely be the Discord server. Link for that is in the podcast episode description. That is where we talk about life and games all throughout the week.
Yep.
But that is all that we have for you guys this time. So we will catch you in the next one.
Bye.